Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building one of the most iconic pressure sounds in jungle and old school DNB, the air horn hit. But we're not just making it loud and obvious. We're going for that advanced, ghosted version that feels like a rewind cue, a warning shot, or a shadow hanging off the tail of a drop. The key mindset here is simple. Treat the horn as a rhythmic object, not just a sound effect. Where it lands matters just as much as what it sounds like. In a dense DNB mix, the goal is not to dominate everything. The goal is to cut through, say its piece, and get out of the way. Let's start by building the source tone in Ableton Live 12. You can do this in Waveeatable or Operator, using stock devices only. If you're using Waveeatable, begin with a saw wave on oscillator 1. Add oscillator 2 as a square or another saw, and attune it just a little. Keep the unison subtle, maybe 2 to 4 voices max, so it feels thick without smearing the punch. Now shape the amp envelope so it's fast and short. Attack almost 0, decay somewhere around 200 to 450 milliseconds, sustain at 0, and a short release. Then give it a quick pitch envelope at the front. That little upward or downward slap at the start is what helps it read like an air horn instead of just another synth stab. If you're using Operator, keep it bright and simple. A sharp carrier and modulator setup, or a stacked sine-based patch with a fast pitch movement at the start, can get you very close to that classic rude horn feel. Again, short envelope, fast impact, no wasted tail. For note choice, think mid-range first. Lower notes around G2 to C3 can feel like a system-shaking rude stab. Higher notes push more into obvious air horn territory. For jungle and old-school DNB, that middle zone is often the sweet spot because it cuts through the breaks and bass without sounding cartoonish. Once the source is playing, it's time to add attitude. Put drum bus after the synth. We're not trying to make it gigantic. We want it to feel like it came out of a loud, slightly abused sound system. A little drive, a little transience, maybe a touch of crunch if the patch feels too polite. Keep boom low or off unless you really know why you want it. Then follow with saturator. A few dB of drive with soft clip-on can make the mid-range bar come forward in a really useful way. If the horn starts getting too sharp, don't just crank more EQ. Pull the saturation back a touch and let the transient carry the impact. A good horn should feel rude, not painful. Now we carve the space with EQ8. First, high pass it so it stays out of the sob and kick zone. Usually somewhere in the 120 to 250 Hz area is a good place to start, depending on how heavy the source is. If it sounds boxy, dip a little around 250 to 500 Hz. If you want more readable bark, a small boost somewhere around 1.5 to 3 kHz can help. And if it gets too piercing, tame the upper harshness around 4 to 7 kHz. This is where the ghost version starts to come alive. For the ghosted repeat, don't just turn the volume down. Change the tone. Narrow the bandwidth a bit. Roll off more top end. Let it keep enough lower mid information to still speak, but take away the full frontal blast. That's how you get a shadow version instead of a weak copy. Next, use auto filter to add movement. A low pass or band pass filter works well here. Start with a cutoff somewhere in the bright mid-range and add just a bit of resonance. If you want subtle motion, use a very slow LFO. If you want that rewind-style drama, automate the filter down over the last bar before the drop and then open it sharply on the hit. That inhale and exhale feeling is pure DNB energy. You can also map the filter cutoff to a macro and perform it manually. A slightly imperfect sweep often feels more human and more old school than a perfectly smooth automation line. Small flaws are good here. They make the sound feel like it belongs to a real tune, not a preset demo. Now let's ghost it properly. Set up a return track or an auto effect rack with a second chain. On that ghost chain, use EQ8, echo, reverb, and maybe auto filter again. Keep the delay short, something like an eighth note. A dotted eighth, or a quarter depending on the groove. Keep feedback modest, and filter the repeat so they don't pile up in the low end or get too shiny on top. The reverb should be short too. Think early reflections and a little tail, not a giant wash. The best ghosted horns usually have less transient, narrower bandwidth, shorter stereo spread, and more early reflections than long reverb. That means they feel present, but distant enough to create that haunted rewind vibe. In a busy jungle mix, smaller and more focused often reads bigger than wide and flashy. Here's a really strong advanced move. Resample the horn to audio. Print the clean hit and the ghost version separately. Once they're audio, you can cut them, reverse them, pitch them, and place them with much more precision. Try reversing the final ghost tail and placing it right before the main hit. that sucked backwards leading is perfect for a rewind moment or a pre-drop cue. When you arrange it, think in phrases. A great place for the main horn is the last half bar before the drop. Then the ghost version can land right after with reduced top end, maybe a little more delay, maybe a little more distance. Then leave a tiny vacuum before the drop hits properly. That tiny moment of emptiness makes the next impact feel way bigger. If you want it to feel even more authentic to jungle, layer the horn with a break edit or a snare fill. Duplicate a snare slice underneath, trim the edges, and line it up so the horn either leads slightly into the snare or lands just behind it. That timing relationship matters. If the horn and snare both hit with full force in the same pocket, they can fight each other. Offset them by a few milliseconds if needed, or notch a small area around the upper mids on one of them. For darker or heavier DNB, try turning the horn into more of a metallic siren than a brass blast. Band pass it around the midrange, maybe around 700 Hz to 4 kHz, and keep the body tight. You can also add a tiny bit of frequency shifter or a very light redux on the ghost chain for a degraded, dubby edge. Just a little goes a long way. We're hinting at damage, not destroying the sound. Another powerful approach is to split the horn into two layers. One layer is the attack, short, bright, slightly distorted. The other is the body, filtered, more stable, more mid-range heavy. Blend those separately, and automate them if you want different versions for different parts of the tune. That gives you a lot of control over whether the hit feels shouty, serious, dark, or wide. You can also build a distance version. Make it darker, shorter, more mono with less high end and a bit of delay. Use that version in the build-up so the horn feels like it's approaching the listener. Then save the full force version for the actual drop marker, and use the ghost version as the reply. That distance to impact progression makes the arrangement feel intentional. Once the sound is where you want it, group it into an audio effect rack and map a few useful macros. One macro for brightness, one for saturation drive, one for ghost amount, one for tail length, and maybe one for width on the ghost layer only. Now you've got a performance device instead of just a one shot. You can switch between a dry rude hit, a ghosted rewind hit, and a dark dub horn without rebuilding the patch every time. A couple of common mistakes to watch for. First, don't leave sub content in the horn. High pass it properly. The horn lives in the mids. Second, don't overdue reverb. If the tail is too long, the hit loses its authority. Third, don't make the horn too wide in the low mids. That can blur the whole mix. Keep it focused. Fourth, don't ghost it by only lowering the volume. Change the tone, the space, and the transient shape too. And one more teacher tip. Check the horn at low monitoring volume. If you can still tell what it is, the mids are doing their job. If it disappears, it's probably too dependent on brightness or width and not focused enough in the useful range. So here's your mini workflow recap. Build a short, brassy synth hit. Shape it with saturation, eq, and filter movement. Ghost it with narrower tone, shorter decay, and controlled space. Resample it to audio. Arrange it as a pre-drop warning, a rewind cue, or a shadow response to a break edit or vocal stab. And always keep the low end clean so the kick, snare, and bass can keep driving. If you get this right, the horn stops being a joke sound and becomes a proper cultural signal in the track. It says, pay attention, something's about to happen. That's the energy. Make it rude, make it ghosted, and place it where the drop needs one last warning.